From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The municipality of Juneau has begun working on expanding access to land on the backside of Douglas Island. The Juneau Empire reports the municipality and a contractor have broken ground on a 2.5-mile Pioneer Road that will extend the North Douglas Highway. The city is working with construction company Enco Alaska Incorporated on the West Douglas Pioneer Road. The road will climb into benches and terraces below Mount Meek and then run parallel to coastline toward its planned end point above Middle Point. The new road initially will offer recreational opportunities and in the long term will lead to areas where planners foresee new housing and businesses. Pioneer Road is expected to be completed in June. University of Alaska's president is facing a no-confidence vote related to a decision to headquarter the School of Education at the Juneau campus instead of Fairbanks and other cost-saving measures. Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports the Fairbanks Faculty Senate is expected to take up the issue today. Proposed resolutions find no confidence in President Jim Johnson and put forward ways to keep faculty more involved in decision-making. Initial plans were to consolidate the education program in Fairbanks. Plans changed to the University of Alaska Southeast after Juneau lawmakers lobbied and the city committed $1 million in a donation. The Board of Regents approved the move in December. The Alaska Forum on the Environment kicks off today in Anchorage. One session today will look at the challenge of training enough workers to fill sustainable jobs in Alaska. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Amanda Frank reports.
Viola Stepitin grew up in St. Paul and says living on the island helped frame her work in sustainable energy. Stepitin is currently enrolled at the University of Alaska Fairbanks to earn an occupational endorsement in sustainable energy.
So I think there's something that we can all do to contribute. We all share in this energy issue whether we choose to participate in it or not.
Stepitin says her dream is to open a training center in rural Alaska so students can earn certificates to work on sustainable energy projects in their communities.
That would be my vision, is helping with the infrastructure repairs around the state.
Her professor, Tom Marzik, heads up the only viable academic training program in sustainable energy in the state. A second school at UAA stopped accepting students because of budget cuts. Marzik, who is moderating the panel, says sustainable energy training is already in short supply in Alaska.
Education plays a very important role in Alaska's future, and especially when it comes to Alaska's energy future. And obviously, if we collaborate, we can have a much greater impact.
Marzik said his students go on to do a range of work as weatherization experts or environmental coordinators, for example. He says one former student was a school principal who wanted to educate her students and manage her building in a sustainable way. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Amanda Frank.
And also this week, the Juneau School Board is inviting the public to give their take on the school district's budget for the fiscal year. It's 33 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau.